for this hour number two. And joining me in the studio is Johnson County Sheriff Steve Kozacek. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You know, you were just talking right before we came on the show this morning that it was it rained pretty good yesterday.
You know, it did. It came down pretty hard there for a few minutes and kind of drizzled for a while. So, you know, nice rain.
Yeah.
Good rain, so.
Well, you know, we've got our share of water on Clear Creek.
We do. You know, our creeks have been running good. They haven't flooded, but they've been up pretty high. So, you know, it's been a real wet spring so far in summer.
Well, I worried about my garden while I was gone. My neighbor was watering it part of the time, but I didn't give her a whole lot of stuff to do. But it was I'm thankful for the rain because everything looked good.
Yeah.
Looked like nothing died while I was gone.
Exactly. You know, we've had some nice wet weather and cool weather. We've only had a few hot days so far. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get into the peak summer activities here in Johnson County. And I know that next week we've got Longmire Days and we got the Bighorn Mountain Festival. But this weekend we got 4th of July, and that's always a big weekend and something that I know you and the Sheriff's Department prepare for. What steps do you take as you prepare for 4th of July?
Yeah, this weekend, or this 4th of July is on a Tuesday, so we're looking for people probably take a 4-day weekend. A lot of them take a day off there, you know. So what we'll see is a big influx of people into the lake area at DeSmit, and probably a lot of people on the mountain. So, you know, we'll just be out there doing our routine patrols into the Lake DeSmit area a little more than normal just because of the number of people. And probably, you know, talking to people about the use of fireworks, talk a little bit about that, because you can't shoot fireworks on the National Forest, BLM, mm-hmm. or state land. You cannot shoot fireworks in the Mike Slapotz Rec area or at the Lake DeSmit Monument area. So other than that, you can shoot fireworks on your own property or someone else's property with permission. And people like to go to the lake and shoot them off the county roads on each end of the lake, end of the lake. So, you know, we just tell people if you want to do that, you know, to be careful, pick up your trash, because a lot of people leave their bottle rockets but pick up their trash and be aware that if they do happen to start a fire, they could be charged for the cost of putting that fire out.
That could be costly.
That can be very costly. Yeah. So, you know, they have to be very careful which way the wind's blowing. So, but, you know, right now we don't have a fire ban in effect, but the grass is starting to cure out and it's starting to get dry, you know, where it's not green. So people just need to be real careful of that. Even though it looks good, it'll still burn. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, last 2 or 3 years, it has been really dry right before the 4th of July. So we've got a little bit more moisture. But again, safety should be on the concern of everybody.
Yeah, safety. And, you know, like I say, it can get very expensive to put out a fire, you know. And if you start a fire with fireworks around someone's house and it burns their house down, it can get real expensive. So, you know, we just ask people to use caution, use some common sense, and be safe.
You know, one thing that I missed while I was gone, my wife and I had planned to go on the West Range Fire tour that the Gatchel Museum had last Sunday. You know, that fire was, everybody was watching that for days.
Yeah.
Just outside of town, and we certainly don't want something like that to happen.
No, you know, we that was, you know, a fire that was fortunately contained where it was contained, but, you know, fire builds its own fire, I guess. You know, it builds its own winds, and it can be a fast moving fire, and it can destroy a lot of homes real quick. And that's one thing that's always concerned me with people living out in the county, you know, long ways out, that, you know, a fire, by the time it burns, you know, it can have your house engulfed pretty quickly if you're not careful, if you're out there shooting fireworks or doing something pretty quick. So,
right.
Yeah.
You know, there was an event not too long ago where they were talking about the history of law enforcement in Johnson County. I know that Jim Seaman was part of that. I would assume that with everybody trying to camp up in the Bighorns and everything, there's probably a lot of coordination and cooperation between Johnson County Sheriff's Office and the BLM and the Forest Service.
Yeah, we worked very closely with the Forest Service. They got their law enforcement officer here, and they got their own seasonal employees. They got a gentleman working for them this year I've known for a lot of years, got a great background in law enforcement. So we worked very closely with them. They'll be out there, you know, with their people patrolling and doing the same thing that we're doing. So,
Now, some of the other things are happening. I know that when you came in this morning, you had said that there's some scams going on right now. You know, it has nothing to do with the holidays coming up, but it sure that can be costly to people too.
It is. You know, last couple of weeks we've had some, a phone type people get scammers. You know, I'd like to say, one of them is kind of a local one. It sounds local because people will call up and identify themselves as being deputy sheriffs with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office. And telling you that you had missed grand jury duty on the federal level and that you being fined for that and you have to pay a fine, and they'll get you to send them money or do that. But they even leave you a phone number. And if you call that phone number back, it's area code 307, Wyoming phone number, and its recording says you've reached the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office. You know, if it's an emergency, call 911. If not, stay on the line. So it sounds like it's a real official deal, and it's not. You know, if there again, if someone, if you get a phone call like that, call us. You know, the federal government or the IRS or anyone else is not going to call and tell you that you owe money. You know, that's not going to happen. But anytime it's questionable, you know, don't send money like that. And the other one's just the we call one of the Jamaican scams. It's where you won the lottery, and but you got to pay the taxes first.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't win the lottery over the telephone, and you don't have to pay taxes on it like that. But there again, you know, if people are asking you to send them money over the phone, don't do it because it is a scam. You know, and one we haven't heard of for a while but still going around is they'll call and say your grandson is in jail in Canada or something like that and needs bond, you know. So, but anytime anyone asks you for money over the phone, don't give it, you know. You know, and there's a lot of people who call up and solicit money for good causes. But, you know, tell them, send me the information in the mail. I'll look it over and see if it's legitimate.
It seems like there's scams going like that all the time.
Yeah.
And as Sheriff's Department, do you ever catch these guys?
You know, these guys, a lot of them are actually international. They're out of the United States.
Okay.
I know one that we're working right now, our investigator, has been working with some folks down in Florida and the feds down there, and they're working a case on these guys. So, you know, every now and then they'll catch them. But, you know, I've called these people back, and you get talking with them. One of them told me, says, I make more money in a day than you make in a year, you know. And he says, today I'm in Jamaica, tomorrow I'll be in South America, you know. So, yeah, they're hard to catch. They're out of the country. So, yeah.
Well, the one that you mentioned about supposedly being the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office with a local number.
Yeah.
Would that be somebody out of the area, or would that be somebody that's working right here in the
community? No, it's somebody out of the area. They just get a Wyoming phone number, you know, on a cell phone. Yeah. So they're very, very sophisticated, you know, and they just sit there in these, I guess, the way I see it, it's these big, you know, people just sitting around punching the buttons, kind of like sitting in a cubicle, you know, where they're calling you all the time. And
they should go out and get a real job.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but, you know, like I say, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not. You know, call us and talk to us. Let us, you know, at least check it out a little bit and give you some advice on it. So,
right. And, you know, a new scam could crop up anytime. And if anybody hears something that doesn't sound right, they should call you and just report it.
Exactly, so. Exactly. Don't take someone's word over the telephone, or, you know, call and find out. Let us know. We'll check into it. So.
Yeah.
But if it sounds too good, it is. You know.
You know, back to the 4th of July. You know, probably the two things that we talked about, the fireworks as a safety danger and a cost maybe to someone who burns a house down or starts a big fire, but alcohol. It also is a big issue on the 4th of July. People have 4 days off. They like to celebrate with beverages.
Yeah.
And is this Is it as big an issue as it used to be?
You know, we don't see it. It's still a big issue. I don't want to downplay that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the issues that, you know, where we've always had problems was at the wreck area at the lake. You know, and it seems like over the years that we have gotten a very good handle on that. You know, we have zero tolerance for misbehavior out there. You know, we want to keep that lake as a place where a person can take their family, enjoy it. So if someone gets out there and they get to drinking too much, cause an issue, they're either be forced to leave, or we'll take them to jail or something like that, you know. But alcohol is still an issue, you know. So people want to imbibe, but just don't over imbibe, you know.
It's, right. So. Well, and my, you know, listening to the commissioners' meetings, the Mike's El Paso campground has been growing in popularity, yes. And we certainly want that to be an enjoyable thing for people that are traveling from other areas to Johnson County. We certainly don't want them to have to deal with somebody who's totally, you know, drunk and alcohol and causing problems.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's the road and bridge is, and that wreck people have done a great job out there. It's a beautiful place, and it's getting better all the time, and it's well used, and it should be a place where a person can take their family and their kids and be able to sit there and not have to listen to someone being loud, obnoxious, and, you know, being basically a jerk to everybody around them, you know, or causing issues. So we have a zero tolerance for that out there, and over the years, people have learned that. And, so we don't have the problems we had 20 years ago out there. You know, the last 20 years, we have really taking a lot of steps to enforce our laws out there, and the rules and regulations the commissioners have passed with the input from, you know, the road and bridge guys that work out there, the caretaker and us. You know, we've got a good set of regulations, and people abide by them for the most part.
You know, yesterday I wasn't here in the studio, but Brady Safranik was filling in for me for the last few days, and he had a chance to talk to Chief Carter. They talked about Longmire coming up. You know, and while that's pretty much a city event, same weekend we have the Bighorn Mountain Festival, which is out there in the county, the fairgrounds. And what preparations do you have for that? I would assume that that's pretty quiet crowd.
It is. You know, well, that week, Longmire, we have a Wednesday night rodeo at the fairgrounds that night with a dance to follow. And then that hits into the Bighorn Mountain Music Festival. And all the years they've had that, we've only had, I think, maybe one or two issues out there. And that has been more or less a transient type people that have come in there and tried to get in without paying, something like that. But, you know, the crowd out there is, you know, very mellow crowd. You go out there and you sit and listen to music and people dance and have a good time. And it's, you know, it's well ran, well organized. The parking's fabulous, you know. They park you and they check you in, and there's security there, so there's very few problems out there. So, you know, we just do a swing through patrol on that, a foot patrol every now and then, and kind of let it go at that. And they know if they got a problem that we're a phone call away. So
yeah.